Let's get straight to Jeff Henry Lawson. We saw a spectacular performance by the Aussies, in particular Glenn Maxwell and Dave Warner. It was seriously good hitting, although I reckon as an old bowler it would have made him cry a bit. G'day, Henry.
Yes, good morning, DK. Yeah, that was a bit brutal, wasn't it? Brutal and ruthless.
Yeah. It's what we expected, I guess, though.
Yeah, look, Australia are warming up nicely. They're building into to the big games in this competition after that slow start and the rain out. Even that exciting loss to New Zealand, they looked pretty much on song last night, and the poor Afghanis, well, they copped the sharp end of it.
Henry, before we get into the whole Watson debate and the innings last night, there have been so many big scores in this tournament so far. When are they going to bring in smaller bats, softer balls? Don't you reckon that the balance has to be restored at some stage? I know it's exciting, but, you know, who'd want to be a fast bowler?
Well, no one wants to be a bowler at all. It's just ridiculous how many sixes. I mean, now in a 50-over tournament, you get the TV graphic, how many sixes in the tournament? Well, please, how many plays and misses in the tournament? Give us something exciting to work with. they made a whole lot of rules so more runs could be made in the game. Man, let's face it, even the two new ball rule, which was, it's not new, that was in the 1980s, but even that is actually made for the batsman, so the ball doesn't get soft and it doesn't get discoloured. That's the main reason you got two new balls.
Yeah.
It's not about giving the bowler something up front. And my other concern is the quality of the cricket ball. There's very few that are actually swinging early and staying in good condition, except for a couple in New Zealand. And Tim Southee got hold of it in about the 18th over. He's swinging around. But I reckon the quality of the ball's down as well. And yeah, the boundaries are in. This extra field but inside the fielding circle and the last restriction is, it makes it undefendable for a bowler. You can't bowl one side of the wicket and batsmen have just got free rein. And you add all those up to get 400 plus. I'm a little bit tired of 400. You know, once is exciting. But the bowlers and the fielding captains are just absolutely helpless in trying to defend these scores.
My solution would be ease the fielding restriction.
If you want to take
me on there, well, take me on, but at your peril.
Yeah, well, one more. Just remember this five inside the circle, which obviously means just four outside.
Yeah.
That's the latest restriction. So that one's only about 2 years old. Mm. So you could easily do that. That would be, it's surprising how much the run rate would come down just for an extra one. And, of course, the spinners aren't getting a go. You've just got to bowl them through a certain block in the middle before the batting power play comes on, and you can't really bowl them in the last 10 because everyone's now going for 10 and over. So it's very restricting what you're doing with slow bowling. So you're actually destroying the spectacle of the game as well. It's not just about how many runs are put on the board. It's about playing the game and having a contest between the ball and the bat.
Now, Henry, the big news of the match came before a ball was even bowled,
right,
when Shane Watson was axed from the side. Good call, bad call?
Well, based on last night's performance, you only need four batsmen anyway. So, yeah, missing one's not going to hurt you. I mean, the captain didn't even get a hit. That was a bit of a...
I thought that was weird as well.
Well, he's saying that I'm not a big hitter. I'm not a really rapid scorer. I'm a proper batsman. I can play through the overs. He obviously didn't bat three, he batted four. Steve Smith was off the order, which perhaps we think he always should be.
Yeah.
But Clark kept himself at four. Didn't go up one to replace Watson. But the Watson thing, well, they bring Jimmy Faulkner back. They obviously feel he's a more valuable cricketer with his 10 overs and his late order hitting. And they put him up the order two to pinch hit a bit. So he's a very valuable cricketer, Faulkner, and they obviously just rate his value to the team higher than Shane Watson. And I was watching the game last night, and you see a few shots of Watto sitting on the sideline thinking, I should be out there batting against Afghanistan. This is the chance to get a score, and I'm sitting on the sideline against one of the minnows, and so it was a double whammy, getting dropped against Afghanistan.
Heading into the Sri Lanka game, though, look, do they just go in with exactly the same team?
I reckon this could be their starting 11. Given that Pat Cummins is injured, Josh Hazel bowled pretty well last night, but Perth's a great place for him to bowl. if Cummins right, they might bring him back in. But I reckon the Faulkner for Watson swap, that's a permanent one.
Ooh.
Yeah. So Watson's one-day career after, I reckon, what, 12 years, nine centuries, 40, average of 40 at the age of 33, over?
Yeah, look, it could be. Draw a line after the World Cup. It may well be that. Although, and they've got to tip to the West Indies and to England coming up, but they might say, well, you're still a valuable player. And let's face it, he's still a pretty good player. But under their team balance at the moment, they want the extra all-rounder, and they want the finishing bowler too. So there's the things that Faulkner brings to the table is that he can bowl at the death, but he's also scored pretty rapidly when he wants to. He can be a bit of a finisher. So he's just got that edge over Shane Watson at the moment. But it could be, yeah, we're trying to move on after the World Cup. You know, someone in their mid-30s, we need a younger player, and thanks very much for your contribution, but time to find some younger people.
It all comes to an end at some stage. You mentioned it before, Henry, about Michael Clarke deciding not to bat last night. Was that not a strange decision given he needs some time in the middle?
Well, I can understand it from the pure tactical move on the night, because they got away to such a good start. I mean, after Finch got out to a pretty good ball, it was a pretty big punch. Smith and Warner were complete control, and you can understand the captain making the call, well, let's keep going at that rate. You know, we can still get 10s and 12s and over. I've got some players who can do that, Maxwell being obviously the prime candidate. And maybe Clark can't score a 10 and 12 and over. He can certainly play some good cricket shots. He's a fabulous batsman, no doubt about that. But he can't clear the boundary like a couple of the other guys can do. So he sent them in. So in the game, I can understand the tactic. The long-term ramifications are interesting. It might be Michael Clark after the World Cup. We need some younger players.
Yeah. Ooh. Let's have a look at, you've got an exciting contest happening today. Very, very important contest. We chatted with Nathan Lyon 2 days ago regarding it. Bankstown Oval. That loss last time to WA, mate, you went from first on the table to third on the table. They must win now.
Yeah, it's all pretty tight. We're about 4 points behind WA at first, about 2 points behind Victoria. Now, I say about, because I'm trying to wrap my head around being
don't go through
point
it.
Behind beat someone.
Yeah.
But this is a big game. We beat Tassie 3 weeks ago down Hobart on a really good wicket and a good batting wicket. So, you know, I'm hopeful at Bankstown we can get some more points. But it is the business end of the season. We probably need to win the last two to have a chance of hosting the Shield final, or even perhaps making the Shield final. Queensland play WA in a big one up in Brisbane this week, so I'm hoping for that cyclone to come back and wash that one out. it's big 4 days at Bankstown Oval for the New South Wales cricket team.
Good luck today. It all starts today. New South Wales taking on Tasmania in the Shield round 9. Thanks very much, Henry.
Okay, guys.
Jeff Lawson there.